So we continue this journey throughout Lent, this journey of prayer and penance and preparation for that great Paschal feast of Easter, where we enter into the death of Jesus on the cross and rise with him with new life on Easter Sunday. And the readings today, as throughout all of Lent, but especially today, this theme of repentance is clearly given to us. As twice Jesus says, if you do not repent, this will happen to you as well. He was saying this in response to the questions that people were having about these events that took place. Because just before this, in Luke's gospel, Jesus was talking to them about being able to read the signs of the times, to be able to interpret them with a spiritual kind of sensibility. And so they say, well, what about this? How do we interpret this? Because isn't it true that we're easily led to thinking that bad things happen to people because of their own fault? That they must have deserved it? That they did something wrong and that's why they are suffering in such a way? When we suffer our own personal tragedies, do we sometimes ask why God is punishing us? Whether it's a loss of a job or a breakdown of a marriage or a cancer diagnosis or suffering with an addiction or the many and various traumas and tragedies that come our way. Don't we sometimes question God, why he punishes us? And so the gospel today should give us a little solace that there's no necessary connection between the events that happen in the world and our lives with the punishment of God or a result of our sin. That's not who God is. He's not a punishing God. We sang so beautifully in the responsorial psalm about God being loving and mercy, slow to anger, abounding in kindness. This is who God is. In the book of Romans, St. Paul does warn us that the wrath of God is the result of our sin, but it's not the punishment of God. But what Jesus was getting at is, don't waste your time trying to figure out that stuff. Look at these events as a point of reflection and examination, because at one point in your life, you're going to die. And he says the same thing to each one of us today. At some point in our lives, we're going to die, and we don't know when. And the warning that Jesus gives us is a real necessary warning. Repent. These were his first words recorded in St. Mark's gospel. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. When he sent his apostles out to go and preach, St. Mark tells us that they went to preach repentance. If we're not aware that we are sinners, if we're not aware that we are separated, what good does it mean to us for Jesus to be a Savior? What good does it do for us to say that God's merciful? If we're not in need of mercy, if we're not in need of salvation, who cares if that's who and how God is? The beautiful, life-giving, life-saving message of Jesus only matters if we need it. And St. Paul is warning us in the second reading, don't be complacent. That just because you have these things, be careful that you don't stand with self-confidence, because you may fall. The verses right after this passage from John, or from Paul, he says that whatever trial we face, God gives us the grace and the strength we need to overcome it. So the season of Lent, the church invites us on this journey. We began in the desert with Jesus to examine our hearts. Where have we allowed complacency and self-sufficiency to creep in? Have we grown accustomed to the things of the Lord and are unaware of the holy ground that we stand on when we come to Mass? As Moses was warned, take off your shoes, this is holy ground. Do we get so accustomed and so complacent with our religious practices that we lose the awe, that fear of the Lord, the first steps of wisdom, to understand how great and glorious and merciful and saving our Father is? Do we allow this season of Lent to really open up our hearts to reveal to Him the darkest points, those places we're embarrassed to even admit to ourselves? That's what this season is all about. These beautiful words of to Moses from God in the first reading. He reveals His name, and we could talk for years about that. I am who am. I'm not the highest being, I am being itself. But I'm also the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm a personal God. And I'm so personal that I've heard the cries of my people. And I'm here to set them free. That's the first action of God. He sets His people free. And then He gives us the rules to help keep us free. He's not a demanding and punishing God who limits our freedom and restricts our fun. He's a God who hears the cry of the poor, the cry of the brokenhearted. And He comes to them, personally sets them free. Have you encountered that God? Have you allowed Him to reveal to you your poverty, your brokenness, your emptiness, your wretchedness? Have you allowed Him to take that from you and to set it free, to heal it, to make it whole? This is the promise we have. Every time we come to Mass and every day of our lives, this is the promise that we have. Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. I'm nothing without You. Please set me free. I give my life to You. We're in this journey through the desert in the season of Lent. Christ has come to set you free. Will you let Him?